Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good news for people like me who like to turn up the heat at their mealtime. Spicy foods may be linked to longer life. I'm somebody who loves spicy food. Not so hot that there's no flavor or that it burns. I like flavor, but I like Tabasco and jalapenos and even habaneros and many different kinds of peppers, cayenne, and it's hard to get really too spicy for me, but there's a new study by an international team of research led by the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences that found that regular consumption of spicy food is associated with a lower risk of death. I'm having trouble talking today, not even sure why, but they certainly need more data to confirm these findings. But we know that spicy food has the bioactive ingredient capsaicin. Capsaicin has anti-obesity, antioxidant, anti-inflammation, anti-cancer properties. It raises your heart rate and your metabolism, gets your blood moving. So it sounds a little bit like capsaicin is very similar to exercise. So the evidence is starting to accumulate. And if you want to try and do some of those kinds of things, start including a little cayenne, a little Tabasco. And we're not talking about stuff like red hot sauce, because that's not really spicy, but they're talking about cayenne peppers and jalapeno peppers and even habaneros. So doesn't mean pile it on, because you really don't want to have digestive problems as well. And spicy food can be linked to some digestive issues. Some people don't tolerate it well. But if you are someone who likes it, and you're like the Mexican community who's been eating it since they were little, then incorporating spicy food into your diet might just be something very interesting to do. And speaking of spicy food, more than 380 people in 26 states have been diagnosed with a stomach illness that's been tied to cilantro. I'm lucky I grow my own. But this Mexican cilantro that's coming out, this is the fourth summer that this intestinal infection has been reported in the United States, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Food and Drug are investigating the cause of this latest outbreak. So it comes in contact with a parasite, whatever it is that this cilantro is getting this parasite from, whether it's in transit or in the fields itself. It could be something that, you know, it says that it could even be in the growing fields, contaminated water. It could be they're harvesting, the way that they're harvesting these things. It could be the processing or the packing activities. We're not really sure, but it causes diarrhea, nausea, and fatigue, which can last several weeks or a month if untreated. So they're finding these cases in Texas and Wisconsin, and those have been traced to the state of Puebla, Mexico. So if you're somebody that is buying cilantro, I think that it probably would be important that you find out where it's coming from. Maybe don't buy Mexican cilantro right now. Washing it and attempting to clean it may not remove this pathogen. So cooking it at high temperature will reduce the likelihood, but who really wants to cook their cilantro? So if you're concerned, go back to the store. Make sure before you buy it, ask the retailer where they purchased it. And if you're in doubt, then throw it out. And you know, that's really actually a statement that they use about food prep and food safety anyway. If in doubt, throw it out. Go through your refrigerator. It's a good time to do that. Summer, as we're getting into the fall, getting ready for the kids to go back to school, chuck out stuff in your refrigerator. Go through, look at expiration dates. Do the same in your pantry. Clean it all out so you can start fresh, because that's the way you'll eat healthier. This is Melanie Cole, and that's what our top of the hour health news is all about. Tips and advice and news stories, and we're having a lot of fun here. We have a great show and Dr. David Hill coming up, so stay tuned and stay well.